Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here today to give you, parents and teachers, some context for the really wide range of topics students are encountering right now.
Yeah, especially through resources like The Juice. Our goal is to equip you for those richer conversations about what they're learning.
Absolutely. It's a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. First up, a huge story in the world of tech and finance, NVIDIA.
Huge is right. I mean, they just became the first company ever to be valued at over $5 trillion, hit $5.1 trillion this week.
It's almost hard to grasp. And the reason is basically their dominance in AI chips, right?
Exactly. They have something like a 92% of the global market for GPUs, those graphics processing units essential for generative AI.
Wow. So one analyst, Dan Ives, called these chips the new oil or gold.
That sums it up pretty well. It's, you know, the core resource for this huge technological shift. Interestingly, the U.S. government even gets a 15% cut from a deal letting NVIDIA sell certain chips to China.
So a point for discussion with students could be, what happens when one single company has such a tight grip on a technology that's shaping, well, everything?
Yeah, how does that affect innovation or access? Good questions.
Okay, and that tech theme leads us, maybe surprisingly, to language. Dictionary.com's word of the year for 2025.
And it's, well, it's 67, pronounced 6-7.
Right, which apparently means nothing.
Yeah.
It's described as brain rot slang.
Pretty much. It seems to stem from, like, an inside joke in a rapper song popular with Gen Alpha. Dictionary.com's own lexicographical director calls it brain rot, but also points out how it shows this generation is, you know, really impacting English.
So it's causing some controversy, especially maybe with teachers?
You can imagine. It challenges ideas about what language is. So a discussion could be about how slang, even nonsensical slang like this, helps groups bond. And why does language change always seem to create friction between generations?
Interesting. Okay, let's shift from the digital to something very human. A story about kindness at a high school homecoming.
This is a nice one. Roswell High School. The quarterback, Trey Smith, won homecoming king.
And then what happened?
Well, right there during the halftime presentation, he just spontaneously gave his crown and cape to another senior, Jake Jeffries.
Oh, wow. Tell us about Jake.
Jake has Down syndrome, is apparently really popular, and he's part of the training squad, helps with water, gets the crowd going. People called it a gesture that just, you know, made everyone's night.
That's lovely. So for discussion, how can small, simple actions really make a difference? And maybe does kindness hit differently if the person receiving it is already well-liked? Is it still just as meaningful?
Good food for thought.
Okay, let's look outward now. Way outward.
Yeah.
To the edge of our solar system.
Uh-huh. There's this new study from Princeton suggesting there might be another planet out there. Planet 9, or as they're dubbing this one, Planet Y.
Planet Y. The idea is that it's what? Affecting things we can see.
Exactly. It's likely tilting the orbits of icy bodies way out in the Kuiper Belt, things like Pluto. The theory suggests it's bigger than Mercury, smaller than Earth. It's like a puzzle, and a hidden planet seems to be the most likely solution.
And we might actually find it soon.
Well, the new Vera C. Rubin Observatory is going to be looking specifically for it. So, a great discussion here about science itself. What's the difference between spotting a problem, like a tilted orbit, proposing a theory, like Planet Y, and actually making a discovery?
That process of science. Okay, now we need to turn to a much more difficult topic.
Yeah.
A major humanitarian crisis.
Yes, this is about the ongoing conflict in Sudan. It's been 2 years now between the Sudanese military and the paramilitary group, the RSF.
And the human cost is devastating, at least 40,000 lives lost.
It's horrific. And students are reading about specific alleged atrocities. The UN reports that RSF soldiers, who are also known as the Janjaweed, reportedly executed over 460 civilians and hospital patients in El Fasher. These are described as war crimes under the Geneva Convention.
That's incredibly heavy. The RSF denies targeting civilians, but the UN report is stark.
It is, and it brings up really tough but important questions for discussion. Like, what is the point of international rules like the Geneva Convention if things like this still happen? And maybe how do we process this kind of news? How do people maintain hope or compassion when faced with such violence far away?
Difficult but necessary conversations.
Oh.
Okay, let's end with a quote. Some historical perspective.
This one is from John Adams, the second U.S. president. He wrote, "The longer I live, the more I read, the less I seem to know. Do justly, love mercy, walk humbly. This is enough.
Do justly, love mercy, walk humbly. Simple but profound. And Adams himself is an interesting figure for this, right?
Absolutely. He helped draft the Declaration of Independence, but he also, very famously, defended the British soldiers accused after the Boston Massacre. Not because he agreed with them, but because he believed fiercely in the rule of law, is everyone deserving a defense, even when it was deeply unpopular.
So the discussion point there is that core advice. Doing justly, showing mercy, being humble. And maybe talking about why sticking to principles, like Adams did, can be so hard, especially when public opinion is against you.
Yeah, a really timeless challenge.
So quite a range today. We've gone from $5 trillion tech valuations and AI's building blocks.
The Gen Alpha slang, like 67 acts of kindness, mysteries at the solar system's edge.
Tragic global conflicts, and finally, some grounding wisdom from John Adams.
It really shows the complex world students are trying to make sense of. Hopefully this context helps you navigate those conversations.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We hope it was helpful.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.